It's the Gadget Grill, broadcasting on 88.1 Radio 2 RDJ, and it's the Gadget Grill for... What date is it? Hold on.
It's August the 29th.
August 29th. That's it. I knew it was going to be that. My name is Lee Stark.
And my name is Gary Stark. Good evening all. How are you this evening, Lee?
I have a bit of a sore throat, truth be told.
Well, that's no good.
No, it's not. I'm drinking
water.
Should
we amputate?
I don't think you should amputate. I think amputation might be a tad overdoing it.
You reckon it could be over the top, do you?
Sometimes I hate you. Welcome to the Gadget Grill on this fine, wintry, springy Sunday night.
It's almost spring, depending upon if you believe that spring starts on September the 1st, which I don't.
So what do you believe in then?
I believe in the Tooth Fairy, and spring starts on around about the equinox.
You believe in the Tooth Fairy?
I believe in the Tooth Fairy.
That would explain why you don't have any teeth and why you have so much money.
I actually brushed my tooth this morning.
Oh, how good of you. How good of you. What's on tonight's Gadget Grills?
Well, we've got a couple of interesting things happening tonight, of course, because...
That would make a change.
I know. Because, first of all, today is a very sad day. It is the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina hitting New Orleans, and I believe we've got music to
I think every song on tonight's show is from a New Orleanian artist. So, sadly, no Australian music tonight. We'll put that back in next week.
Okay, and... I've been up in Surfers Paradise for the last week.
Oh, aren't you? That must have been so traumatic for you.
I was up there for the Microsoft Developers Conference at Tech Ed, and it was interesting. I got to see some of their new technology and play with some of their new toys and meet some very interesting people. No interviews, but some interesting stuff that we'll talk about later on in the show.
No interviews? What are we paying you for?
Well, you're not paying me.
Well, that's a good thing. So yeah. I asked, what are we paying you for? And apparently we're not paying you, even better.
That's right, yes. The budget does not get exceeded.
More money for prizes, which we're not actually buying anyway, because people are donating us stuff.
And on the subject of prizes, tonight we're going to give away a pair of DJ's earphones.
We have so many of these earphones to give away.
Not so many now. We're just about giving them all away.
Now, I don't even have a pair of these. These are special earphones. These are big and expensive earphones.
These ones are...
Actually, they're not so big, but they're small and expensive.
They're small and expensive with a very good sound, and if you want a pair of these, then what's the question?
I don't know. I didn't come prepared.
What's the best product you'd like to see Microsoft bring out in the next 12 to 18 months?
Ooh, that's kind of nice.
You like that one?
Yeah, we can even send it to Microsoft.
Be creative, please.
Microsoft condoms. They protect you from Microsoft's own products.
Oh, dear. Well, you've got to keep a condom on your keyboard.
Yeah, may as
you
well.
You know, you put a condom on your mouthpiece on your saxophone so that you can...
My phone's running out of power, apparently.
Yeah, so you can practice safe sax.
Safe sax?
Yes.
Safe typing?
So if you want to ring us during the break, 974-40-881, or send a tweet to Leighlo, L-E-I-G-H-L-O, and tell us, describe in 140 characters or less the product that you'd like to see Microsoft.
You don't have to say why. We'll extrapolate an answer.
No, we'll extrapolate, but we do expect creativity. If it's not creative, then you don't count, and it's New South Wales only.
It's New South Wales only, and it's probably a good thing I suggested Microsoft condoms, because the next song, the first song on this list is from Cyril Neville, a New Orleanian native. is he from New...
The Neville family, New Orleans legends.
Well, in that case, I've got two Nevilles in this playlist tonight, because Dumpster Funk have Nevilles in them.
That's right, they do.
In this case, this is Cyril Neville, the oldest of the Nevilles, with the perfect for Microsoft condoms, Foxy Lady. It's the Gadget Grill, broadcasting on 88.1 Radio 2 RDJ, among other places. You can even find it online at 2RDJ's website at www.radio2rdj.com, where you can listen to us in beautiful, live, streaming, surround sound, provided you have a surround sound system, otherwise it's just regular 2.1 audio. Or you can head to our wonderfully, talentedly updated website at www.gadgetgrill.com.au.
And now it's time for... The news.
It is time for the news. Do I have bass in my voice? I can't hear any.
Yeah, there's bass there.
There's bass there? You good?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes, there is.
Oh, thanks, Ed.
Yes. Lure. On Thursday...
Legal.
Yeah. on the subject of legal. On the Thursday of this week, Australian courts placed a ban on the import, sale and distribution of a jailbreak dongle for Sony's PS3.
I heard about this. In fact, the original tests of this on a PlayStation 3 were found that it was being tested on what's called a debug unit, a unit traditionally used by reviewers and game developers to see if their software works before it's compiled. But it was later found to actually work on the proper PlayStation 3s. Australians were selling it, I think Oz Keys or something like that, Oz Mods. And it's most modifications has been banned here.
Yeah, the ban is in place until Tuesday when it goes back to court to have a further look at. I'm going to be interested to see how this one resolves itself, because the American courts, you'll recall recently, said that jailbreaking your iPhone is illegal.
Yep.
Because it's, you know, the jailbreaking or the need to jailbreaking is essentially a hardware protection and has nothing at all to do really with, protecting the hardware or anything like that. It's a very, very minor copyright issue. And the court said that it's not an important issue and that basically told Apple to go away.
Well, this is very similar in a way also to the R4 case that came out of the UK.
That's right.
Banning the R4 and Nintendo DS chips. And one of the arguments actually against Nintendo suing that specific chip was that people could program for their Nintendo DS and actually run code of their own liking, of their own making, on the Nintendo DS. Now, theoretically, this should happen on the PlayStation as well.
Is this, is it a bad thing that you run your own code? If you run your own code and you break it, who cares? It's your problem.
Well, technically, and that's the problem, most people are not going to be buying this to run their own code. It's a $150 mod chip that they'll be using to, more than likely, download ROMs from the internet. But the question is then, how many people are going to download 25 to 50 gig discs, burn them, or even install them on their PlayStation and run them? And my guess is not a large amount.
Not a lot. And B, who cares?
Yeah.
If you want to do that in your machine, then, sort of go for it. And if the people don't like it, then, we've got emulators for PCs for all sorts of things.
We don't have them for the PS3 yet. The PS3 is a very big system. Yep. Meanwhile, you know how a lot of people have taken their iPhone 3 and 3GS and they've upgraded them? And if you've had an iPhone,
and it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. You've taken your iPhone 3, you've upgraded the new firmware, the new software, and you found your system just doesn't work.
It starts to get slow.
And I've heard a lot of people switching to Android as a result. I've seen people switch to BlackBerry. I've seen a lot of hatred
for
Apple.
So what you're saying is that iOS 4 has done to Android sales what Windows Vista did for Mac OS sales.
Exactly. Okay. Well, a few people emailed Steve Jobs from the Mac Rumors website. They asked about a fix, and Steve Jobs replied, because that's the sort of thing Steve does.
Does, yep.
And he said, software update coming soon.
Okay.
So, if you have one...
Look for it this Tuesday.
Yeah, if you can have one and you can tolerate this crap, wait till Tuesday.
Yep.
When Apple are set to announce some new products. And I don't know about you, but...
That's Wednesday, the new product.
That is, September 1 US time.
Yes, which is Thursday our time. So it's gone from Tuesday to, it's getting later all the time.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's more than likely going to be a new iPod Touch that is very similar to an iPhone 4 in that it doesn't have an antenna that works.
So it's like the iPhone 4.
It's like the iPhone 4, except it'll be cheaper and whatnot.
Yep. Some Asian cultures... One way that the departed is respected is that you get paper items that might be replicas of things that they did in their mortal life, and you burn them. You set fire to them and burn them in the honour of the person who's departed.
Yes, yes.
And Ao Yong Ping Chi, who's the owner of Hong Kong's Bo Wah Effigies shop.
That sounded complicated, Dad.
That's why I read it. But this guy's created a new niche market. He makes paper effigies of popular gadgets. Computer, a paper iPhone.
So here lies the kin, nobody cared?
That's right. No. What he does is...
There's an idea for the competition. Microsoft Kin 2, maybe someone will care.
Yes. I'll tell you something in a moment about that. So he makes these paper replicas of the objects, which he sells to the relatives of the person who has died, and you burn them in the honour of the person who's died. I think that's quite nice. I think that's nice. Different culture.
Now, from the University College London, a guy named Jeremy Dean has made a guide into researching, basically, what Twitter is and basically how much crap it's filled with. And apparently, most tweets, about 41%, are characterized as pointless babble. 4%
And his point is?
4% are actual news. Yeah. He had no real point.
Well,
it was more as a study to show that tweets are bullcrap.
Well, you know, to say that only 4% of them news is, you know, like Twitter wasn't created to make news. Twitter was created to for fun and for communication.
Now, Dad.
Yes.
It's 2010.
Yes.
Where is my jetpack?
Where is your jetpack?
Where is my jetpack? I was promised I could fly. Where is my jetpack?
I'll teach you how to fly.
You know
Would
what?
Would you like me to play some Justin John, teach you how to fly?
No. But you can buy 2 jetpacks now.
Okay.
They ain't cheap. You can get them for either $250,000 for what's called the rocket belt, or $155,000, and you can fly for about 30 seconds on each. Now, you need rocket fuel for them, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
But that's not really... Where's my jetpack? Where's the ability to fly around? It's 2010. When do you think this is going to happen?
I have absolutely no idea at all, but something might happen right now.
Sometimes I hate you. I'm not a rocket man. Obviously not a rocket man. Do I look like a... If I had $250,000, do you think I would be on a radio show with you? I'd probably be in New Orleans right now.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating.
$250,000 would do you?
Maybe.
You're cheap-ish.
I am cheap. You're right. I'm damn cheap.
Yes.
Stop that song.
Okay.
That's a New Orleans show tonight.
Oh, okay. Sorry, yeah. Sorry, Elton.
Yeah.
Okay, should I play some Elvis Costello instead?
Not right now. No. You should be saying some news.
Okay, well, can you trust iTunes reviews? The reviews that you see on iTunes, can you trust them? Can you believe them?
Well, they've given us great reviews in the past, so I don't know, Dad. Maybe yes.
The American FTC has had a look at some product reviews that have been placed on the iTunes store. They've been placed there by employees of a mob called Reverb Communications.
Wow, that sounds entirely press-related.
Well, bear with me. It seems that these very favourable reviews of these products and stuff were put onto the site. They were reviews of products of the clients of Reverb Communications. But Reverb Communications, their staff, in putting these reviews up, had not declared that these were clients.
Of course not. This is just like this is like the Kindle thing that happened, or the Amazon book review thing that happened a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So Reverb Communications have been ordered to pull down the reviews, but they've also stated that they don't see that this was a major problem. They just don't get it, do they?
No one seems to get that.
God.
We're going to see more and more iPad competitors. There's an expectation of every company having some sort of a tablet device by Christmas. And to be honest, Samsung's one looks like it'll be the first one out the door, or first really impressive one out the door. It's called the Galaxy Tab. No one actually has.
And that's going to turn up in Germany on Thursday.
That's right. It's already got a whole bunch of accessories. It's likely it could even have HDMI, or at least some audio ports on it, with HDMI as a possible export from it. Look quite impressive. We're on Android 2.2. Basically, Dad, it will be a giant Samsung Galaxy S.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. How about dehydrated water?
Do you just add water to it?
Basically, not quite. Not quite.
Well, you seriously have a story there about dehydrated water?
Not quite. Not quite.
Oh.
But scientists...
You had my hopes up for a second there because I love the concept.
Okay, well, how about powdered water?
I'm sorry, what?
Powdered water.
Powered or powdered?
Powdered.
How can you powder water?
Scientists...
How do you add water to powder and you already have the water in the first place?
Not quite, not quite.
What the hell?
You surround water by... You get water droplets and you surround them by modified silica and it creates a form of powdered water.
How many people have modified silica in their backpack?
Don't you?
I just keep it by my iPod.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And
I keep it by my hard drive to keep all the stuff away.
They reckon this has got some interesting implications because this can soak up carbon dioxide and stuff like that, so it may be able to help global warming, help deal with global warming.
Do you think that by the time they actually get it done, the world will maybe be, I don't know, dead? Maybe
that's a possibility.
That's just me. One more news story for you, Dad?
Okay, I've got one more after this.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Cool. Toshiba look like they'll be bringing out 3D TV without the glasses later on this year. I was talking with Toshiba early this year about it, which technically is early this year.
Yes.
I was talking with Toshiba about it. It's not going to be cheap. You won't need glasses. You will be able to sit more than just dead center, but they won't be cheap, and they will be out in Australia more likely by the end of the year.
I heard about this during the week as well. Yeah, yeah. Do you like movies?
I love movies. I love movies so much that I love movies.
Quiet, numbskulls! I'm broadcasting.
Shut up, Dad.
Okay. Well, that was, as you know, Mo Howard, one of the Three Stooges, and Google have added a movie section to their YouTube site.
In Australia?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
I'm going to have to find out. Yeah.
And the section contains over 400 movies, including quite some obscure stuff, but also includes a comprehensive catalogue of things like some old Three Stooges movies.
See, I don't know if this actually applies for
Slowly
Australia.
Slowly I turned.
Dad.
Step by step.
Dad.
Inch by... Yes.
Stop. Okay. You're going to bore our listener.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who never called you crazy?
Who never called me crazy, absolutely not. This is Galactic with Never Called You Crazy. But you know what, Dad? I call you crazy all the time.
There's a good reason for that.
Are. This is Galactic. It's the Gadget Grill, broadcasting on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, one of the voices of the inner west. You know what two of the voices are? Us two.
We are indeed. We must are. Be.
We must be the voices of the inner west. No! That's not a great voice of the inner west, I admit. It's,
no.
We could do better.
And we try very hard.
But you know what? I heard by you that you went over to Queensland.
I was in Queensland for most of last week at the Microsoft Tech Ed. What Tech Ed is, it's a technical event, a major Microsoft technical event. It is for developers and IT professionals. It's a learning event. Lots of things on display, lots of technology for us to have a look at, have a play with. And this is all the upcoming technology. It's a training event so that if you want to become certified in Microsoft technologies, you can go there and you can do exams and do that sort of stuff.
Let me get this straight. You went up to the Gold Coast so you could learn stuff.
That's right.
Sometimes I worry about you,
don't I? I know. They have lots of classes going on. I think it's about 160 classes through the week, 160 different sessions on the different technologies that they produce. And they do a lot of interesting technologies. I was there, though, as a part and as a guest of their open source convergence group. Now, the point of the open source convergence is so that they can embrace, and they're trying to embrace, open source technologies within the main Microsoft realm. Now, what that means is that we're all familiar with Windows and Office, and some people are probably familiar with a lot of other products, IIS and Internet Explorer and things like that. But there's a lot of other products out there too. If you run websites, then you may know of products like Apache, PHP, Linux, MySQL, and so on. And they are not part of the Microsoft realm. They're, generally speaking, open source products. They're developed by members of the public. And anyone can join in these groups and participate. Anyone today also includes Microsoft. They have a very large group that's dedicated to helping Microsoft embrace these sorts of technologies. And part of the end goal is so that, for instance, you can develop and run native PHP code and MySQL queries from within Windows, Windows 7, Windows Server 2008, whatever, which is very, very good. And I was part of the group that was discussing those sorts of things. Microsoft brought over two very senior guys from Redmond, lovely guys, Tom Hanrahan.
Redmond's in America.
Yep, Tom Hanrahan, and do I have Eric's name here somewhere? I'm sure I do. But I can't find it at the moment.
Go you.
Yeah.
Go the iPad power.
There we go. That's not the iPad power. It's me trying to find it. But, yeah, they brought over some very, 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 very competent guys. Eric Golpe, that's it. Lovely guys, very professional, very knowledgeable, and they were telling us some of the stuff that they're doing, and it was very interesting, and some of the stuff that we're going to be seeing in the next few years from Microsoft is going to be very interesting.
Like what?
Well, amongst the stuff that they had on display and that we could play with, they had Windows Phone 7.
How'd that work for you? I mean, they were expecting good things about Windows Phone 7. It's supposed to take on the iPhone and Android in the coming months. Everyone's talking up good things about it. How'd it go, Dad?
Well, I saw it. I had a play with it. These were prototype units, not production units, running prototype versions of the code. I think I'll wait until I see the production versions before I say...
That doesn't sound terribly...
I wasn't impressed. You know, sort of some people were impressed, but there was nothing in there that I hadn't already seen.
Android or an Apple device.
Yeah, it didn't excite me. I'm sorry, but it didn't excite me. Oh. What did excite me was they also had a working demonstration of the Kinect.
The Kinect, yes.
And that looked good.
Yeah, we'll be having more on the Kinect in the next week or so as Microsoft starts to show that to Australians, especially on the eve of Sony's Move, which is the Sony Wii competitor coming out as well. Kinect is a little bit different. Kinect is a video camera and a bunch of mics and I think an infrared sensor that you stand in front of. You don't need any controls. You just do stuff.
You just do stuff and it works. And watching the demonstration of that, it was very, very impressive. So there was a lot of good stuff that I saw, a lot of good stuff, met with a lot of people, talked with a lot of people. It was a very, very good event. And, Microsoft, as I say, they took us up there for this and,
it's quite nice of them.
It was very nice of them. It was a very big event, very good event. There was a little bit of controversy through the event.
You're talking about the whole MetaMate scandal I saw on the Herald there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Somebody's described it as a storm in a D cup. It was a little bit more than that. It caused some angst amongst some of the people there, and rightly so. It just, you know, I'm not criticising Microsoft, but I think that everybody has learned something from that particular exercise. It was a good week.
So that sounds pretty cool. Dad, sometimes I have to say, though, you remind me of an old man.
Old man with a liver.
No, that's an old man with a river. I'm not sure. Can you read? That's an R, not an L.
That's what I said. It's an old man liver.
See the sort of crap I have to put up with people? This is Henry Butler with Old Man River. Seriously, just read it, Dad. Thank you, and not so much good night. It's the Gadget Grill with a whole bunch more other stuff right now. Flea and Gary, you're over there, aren't you?
I'm still here.
You're still there.
I have not been kicked out of the studio yet.
Yeah, give yourself a few more bad jokes, old man liver.
Yes, old man. The old man's liver, yes.
You know, as much as I love you, Dad, it's still Father's Day next week, so I have to concede I'm probably not going to get you anything.
Well, that'll be a surprise, yeah. Won't it? Yeah, but Father's Day's coming up, so we want to look at, some gift ideas.
Let's look at some gift ideas. I mean, how much do you normally spend on your father?
Like, not a lot.
Not a lot. How much should I normally spend on you, Dad? Come up with an exorbitant amount of money.
No. You know that I have very simple tastes.
Yeah. So
a return flight to New Orleans.
Return flight to New Orleans, and if not, possibly something like
a Ferrari.
Ferrari, yeah. Because if we're going to look at cheap prices, we should look at those.
Well, I like gadgets, and a Ferrari's a nice sort of a gadget.
It's a very nice gadget.
Oh no! Will you die quietly? On a slightly cheaper scale, perhaps an Android phone.
That's an Android phone. There's quite a lot of them out there.
Yep.
Certainly the Samsung Galaxy S and HTC Legend and HTC Desire.
Yep, they're all very desirable.
They are all
Androids.
Very impressive little phones. But what about an even new camera? That's even cheaper than that.
Okay, new camera. The D3100 isn't available yet, but the D60 was announced. 60D was announced this 60D week.
60D was announced this week. Not too bad a unit.
Sony NEX3 or 5?
Yeah, possibly. But you know what? It's really hard to recommend buying a digital camera right before Photo Kina.
It is indeed.
I had someone call up this week, and I had to restrain every ounce of myself because I know what's coming out. I'm not allowed to say what's coming out, and I just had to say, Photo Kina's around the corner. Don't buy any digital cameras.
$300 would buy you a netbook, wouldn't it? Roughly?
Yeah, $300 these days would buy you a netbook, absolutely. And that's not a lot of money for a really great computer.
No, $650 will get you an iPad.
Absolutely. Between $650 and $1,000 you can get yourself an iPad.
Yeah, an iPhone 4?
I don't really recommend an iPhone 4. I mean, you may as well wait until later on this week when the new iPods are announced, and you can get
you'll get exactly
the same thing for a little bit cheaper.
Because it won't be called an iPhone.
It won't have an antenna in it. So right. Sit around,
which is like the real iPhone 4.
Exactly. So sit around the corner, and you'll see some brand new iPod touches, likely a new iPod Shuffle, possibly a new iPod
Pocket
Nano.
Wi-Fi adapter?
Maybe. You know, there are some really good devices out there. So
we've got one. We're actually going to do a review of one next week.
That's right. The Huawei
E585.
Bugged if I can remember what it is. Yep. What about some Bluetooth headphones?
That's a good idea.
Simple enough. Really cool to have.
Oh, on the subject of headphones. We're giving away a set of DJs. But if you haven't won them, then... go along to your local hi-fi store and grab yourself a pair of AJ's, TJ's.
You sound just like an advertisement. No, you don't. They are good headphones.
They're very good. That'd be good. Or maybe I've got some creatives.
Sennheisers.
I've got some creatives for the iPhone that are very nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good in terms of the call quality and sound that comes
through.
What
about a pocket radio? Pocket digital radio.
Digital radio.
They were talking about it on the show before us, digital
radio. That's right, digital radio.
And there are portable digital radios. They're finally coming to market now, the little pocket ones.
Yep.
They're about $200.
Okay. Or you get the little the portable one, runs on batteries, $150.
Yeah, I know that this might come as a surprise to you. What about a video game? Because I think there's nothing cooler than sitting my dad, if it's remotely possible, hold on, because he's in front of me right now, in front of the Xbox or PC and letting him play Formula One racing games instead of annoying the crap out of people like me.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, simple things. I think we've listed everything between the price range of $50 and about $1,000 right now.
Yeah, except, of course, for the first couple of things we mentioned.
Yeah, a Ferrari and a trip to New Orleans are certainly not in my budget, Dad.
Oh, damn.
But you know what? If you attempt to charge one on my thing, you might have to turn that thing around.
Okay. I guess we're going to play some Dumpster Funk.
We will. This is Dumpster Funk, one of the other Neville bands. We've turned this thing around. It's the Gadget Grill, broadcasting on 88.1, among many of the other places. You could have also found us at www.radio2rdj.com. And if you'd like to listen to the show and you only just tuned in now, perhaps you're itching to listen to some classical music that'll be played by Colin Richardson afterwards.
That's right.
If you're itching to listen to this show, you can head to, probably tomorrow, www.gadgetgrill.com.au.
And we've got a new item on the menu here at the Gadget Grill, I believe.
We do. The maitre d' put it online tonight. He was a bit bit concerned about people.
A bit confused, if you ask me.
Confused and concerned, given what it is. It's kind of something special and very, very puffed.
Yes, tell me all about it. Please, tell me all about it. Come on. Tell me.
Are you trying to act like Rain Man or something?
No. Tell me what it is. I've had some. They're really good. Tell me.
Shut up, I'd be able to say it. This is the Stay Puft. Do you remember Stay Puft from Ghostbusters, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
Okay, yep.
Stay Puft caffeinated gourmet marshmallows.
Caffeinated
marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
Yeah, because when you're sitting at a campfire and you want to roast some marshmallows, the first thing you're thinking about is staying awake because all the monsters out to get you. Each marshmallow has 100 milligrams of caffeine.
Which is enough to keep you going.
No, definitely enough to keep you going, enough to keep you happy and caffeinated and really.
So
really,
these are Jolt marshmallows.
These are Jolt marshmallows. They cost $20 for 24 marshmallows.
$1 each for a marshmallow.
A little bit under that, but yeah, not by much.
Oh my God.
It's an expensive box of marshmallows. They're a licensed Ghostbusters product, I found out, but apparently they're very, 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 very caffeinated for marshmallows. You know, it's not the sort of thing you expect.
Well, marshmallows, I've certainly not heard of caffeinated marshmallows before. When we lived in America, I was always very tempted to get to the decaffeinated coffee jug and fill the jug with caffeinated water.
I don't understand. I don't actually understand why you'd have decaffeinated Diet Coke, to be honest. That one stumps me.
Because it's Diet Coke, so you don't get the carbohydrates, you don't get the sugar, and it's decaffeinated, so it doesn't keep you up late at night.
But that's just like drinking black crap.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. You know, some people might get adversely affected by the caffeine, and they may end up staying awake all night. I know some people like that.
That's just disastrous.
There are reasons why you should stay up all night, and there are reasons why you might want to go to sleep at night.
Okay, you know what? You can just shut up now. I know what you're hinting at there.
I'm hinting at something?
I don't like the insinuation.
Heaven forfend.
I don't like the insinuation. Dad, take us out. Actually, wait. That's a bad thing to say.
Especially in light of the name of this song.
Shut up. This is... Jesus.
You chose it, don't blame me.
I choose it, that's okay. This is a Trombone Shorty with Joey's Wet Dream underneath us, the last of our New Orleanian tracks for the night. Oh, look, now I'm in the mic's range. And
it helps if you talk into it, Maya Lee.
Oh, gee, thanks. My name is what, Dad?
Your name is Lee.
My name is Lee, not Joey. And you want to take us out, Dad?
I will take us out. Yes, you have been listening to The Gadget Grill on to RDJFM 88.1 on the internet. www.radio2rdj.com. The Gadget Grill is brought to you, is presented to you by Lee Stark, that
Hello.
Is him, and by myself, Gary Stark. And
you don't really have much to say, do you?
Well, I was going to say that we'll be back next Sunday night at 9 o'clock on Father's Day. Don't cough into the microphone.
It's my microphone. I should be allowed to
cough into it. It's not your microphone.
It's my microphone right now.
Did you bring it?
Look, right now, it's my microphone. Okay.
We'll be back next Sunday night, Father's Day, with a special Father's Day edition of the Gadget Grill.
A very special
Especially for all of the mothers out there who are listening.
All of the what?
All of the mothers.
All of the mothers out there listening for a Father's Day edition.
Yes, mother is half of one of my favourite words.
You've been listening to The Gadget Grill.
We'll be back next Sunday night. My name is Gary Stark. Stay safe, Australia. We'll speak to you next week.
My name is Lee Stark. Try to treat your dads with a bit more respect than I treat mine. Have a good week, Australia.